A lot of exciting, a big exciting end to the basketball season for college teams here in Connecticut, especially UConn. And every Monday we talk to our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo, about everything happening in Connecticut sports. So what's going on, Vin?
And what a week it was, Kevin. Absolutely. Last week, the state of Connecticut celebrating like crazy. Of course, we're talking about UConn men basketball as they won the NCAA championship for the second time in a row by defeating the Purdue Boilermakers soundly with more than 15 points with a final score of 75-60. Then, of course, there was the victory parade this past weekend in Hartford. Now, my sympathy goes out to all the people going through basketball withdrawal. But to those people, we have the NFL draft coming up, the NHL playoffs in 3 weeks, of course, and it's baseball season. This past weekend, the Huskies took their series against St. John's, the Red Storm, and knocking them out of first place in the Big East, while improving their record to 16-17 and moving themselves into third place in the Big East Conference. Moving over to Quinnipiac, the Bobcats are not faring very well, sporting an 11-21 record. In their first series, they took the first two games out of three from New Jersey Institute of Technology. Fairfield University Stags are 16-17 with an 8-1 conference record and hold a three-game winning streak by beating St. Peter's this past weekend and winning decisively. Yale at the moment is 11-17 overall and 6-6 in the Ivy League. They will be facing Fairfield University on Wednesday at Fairfield in a non-conference game, and then they travel to Cornell to face the Big Red over this coming Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at softball, Trinity College is holding a 16-9 record while being 6-4 in their conference. The Bantams have won three of their last five games. Southern Connecticut State University is 11-17 and have lost their last four games against St. Simon and Southern New Hampshire University, two games each. The Stags of Fairfield University at present are 10-25 and 7-8 in the MAC conference. This is a rough year for head coach Julie Brzezinski, who is in her 27th year at Fairfield. The University of Bridgeport Purple Knights have a .500 record. They are 18-18. And in the month of April, they have gone 9-1. Quinnipiac softball is 15-14 with a 6-6 in conference play. They will be facing Sacred Heart on Wednesday, first game starting at 2 o'clock. The doubleheader will be played at home for the Bobcats. In other news, NCAA history was made this weekend. Jillian Alberti played both softball and baseball. Wow. She is an infielder in softball and a pitcher in baseball. Jillian plays for Cal State St. Marcos.
Nice. That's great. It's great to have baseball and softball back with the nice weather.
You got that right, Kevin, and I'm loving every second of it.
All right, earlier we were talking about some of the college sports here in Connecticut, but now it's time to talk high school. Every Monday we talk sports in the feed with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. So what's happening, Vin?
Well, we got high school sports. They're back now with the spring breaks almost all over. There's still a few schools out, but they're now in full swing. Peeking at baseball, it's number one, Enfield, number two, Fairfield Ward, number three, Wolcott, number four, Woodland Regional, and number five is Fairfield Ludlow. Also in the top 10, some local schools are Amity and Daniel Hand. Owen Wigger leads the state in home runs at Southington. Gavin O'Brien is sporting an .833 batting average, and he plays for Salisbury School. Cheshire is off to a slow start so far this year, 3-2, with losses to Ridgefield, Jonathan Law, and Xavier. Amity is 4-2 with a four-game winning streak. Number five, Fairfield Ludlow, is undefeated at 6-0. Jonathan Law is off to a slow start as well this season with a 2-5 record. Law's two wins were having come against the detriment of Hamden and Cheshire. Staples of Westport is at .500 right now with a 2-2 record. Although dropping their first game against North Haven, the Blue Wave of Darien has gone on to win their next five games, and they did it handily. Bunnell is holding a 3-2 record while dropping their last game to Notre Dame of Fairfield 18-3.
Wow.
Yeah, on the girls' softball side, Bunnell is improved and now has a 2-2 record with a 2-game winning streak. Danbury is in their first 3 games. They are 1-2 overall, which is both non-league games. East Haven is 2-1 with victories over Brantford and Shelton while taking it on the chin 13-1 to Amity. Speaking of Amity, the Spartans are 5-1 with their only loss coming to Cheshire. Due to the rain, we had an experienced Massac is 2-0 with games against Brookfield and Stratford and New Fairfield. Darien, sporting a 4-2 record, has lost to Norwalk and Ridgefield. Across the state, we see that St. Joe's is number one of Trumbull, 5-1. In number two, Guilford is also 5-1, with Sheehan as number three, with a record of 5-1 as well, followed up by Mercy at number four and Watertown at number five. Also in the top 10 are Fairfield Ludlow and Darien in the ninth and 10th position, respectively. Some team leaders are Caitlin Ouellette of Wilcox Tech, who is a freshman at present and holds a 1,000 batting average. She's perfect at the season at the plate. As Darth Vader said, impressive, very impressive. Morgan Pelletier of Maloney has 6 home runs so far in the season, and Morgan has 20 RBIs on this early part of the year. A call to coaches and parents, players, if there is something special happening in sports at your school, please give me an email, which is pzvjs@aol.com. And that's our report for this week, Kevin.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, Vin. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Looking forward to it. Take care. Have a great week, everybody.